kids growing up, there was this attitude that, a good one though, that some kids from evangelical Christian homes used to put up, and it got my friends and I sometimes very irritated because we felt like, why would they be doing this? So when we play around maybe in school or around the neighborhood, we discovered that when you offend kids from these evangelical Christian homes, instead of retaliating or cursing back, what they do is they just tell you, God bless you. And we felt like, these guys, you're making us feel so terrible. So maybe you curse them or you hit them or you do anything harmful to them, they won't do anything to you. They just tell you, God bless you. And it didn't mean very good thing for us then, but now I begin to understand that perhaps they were taught in the Sunday school to do that, to carry the presence of God wherever they go to. When we listen to today's readings, the first thing that comes to mind is to think that, oh, the liturgy today is about hospitality. But on a deeper level, St. Paul gives us the key to today's celebration. In this second Sunday reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, Paul speaks about a mystery that has been hidden for ages, is now manifested to God's holy ones. The mystery is this: Christ is in you. Christ is in you. Paul reminds the Colossians and us that we have received mystery, the mystery that Christ is in you. Sadly, when it comes to this mystery, many people and many times we ourselves are clueless. We go about our day so busy that we overlook the purpose for our actions. We overlook the reason for our being. We forget about the presence of Christ. Christ is in you. That's the mystery. Like Martha in the gospel, we are concerned with doing instead of being. Martha was busy doing this and that in her valiant efforts to prepare for Jesus. Mary, her sister, was concerned with being with Jesus. A number of years ago, someone came up with a great idea as a guide for making decisions. The idea was WWJD. I'm sure some of us remember that. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? People still wear wristbands with WWJD to remind them to choose the course of action that Jesus would choose. Like the little kids we grew up with, they always say, God bless you, even when we were the ones offending them. Something to remind you of God's presence. I think WWJD is wonderful, but I want to propose an even better guide. Instead of focusing on Jesus out there somewhere, focus on the presence of the Lord right here, right now, in your life, in that of your family and others, in the church, in the world. WWJD is wonderful, but even better is WIJSWM. What is Jesus saying within me? What is Jesus saying within me? So if we catch ourselves to pause a moment when we are confused, when we're in crisis, when we have to make a decision, what is Jesus saying within me? Bringing God's presence. In the first reading, Abraham recognized these people as divine, and that became a blessing for him. Mary recognized the presence of divinity. So What the Bible or the scripture is saying that when we recognize the presence of divinity in us, we're able to do good things. The psalmist says that those who do justice will be in the presence of God. So when we are conscious of God's presence, it gives us the strength, the capacity, the ability to choose what is right, to do what is good, to do what is just, honest, and honorable. What is Jesus saying within me? W-I-J-S-W-N. This is the mystery that St. Paul is speaking about. Jesus Christ is here. When we are attuned to the presence of the Lord, we will force ourselves to consider if a particular action or inaction will strengthen or weaken the divine presence. Again, I go back to those kids. Perhaps they didn't want to lose the divine presence. And they say, God bless you. And perhaps we could teach that to our kids. When people offend you in school, instead of reacting back or cursing, say to them, God bless you, because you don't want to lose the divine presence, the presence of Jesus in you. And that's the way to fight against the world that is always bringing all kinds of temptation to make us chase Jesus away and the Spirit away from our lives, from our hearts. A wise priest once said, a good way to judge whether an action is moral or not is to ask yourself whether or not you can pray better after the action. Yeah. If I retaliate, if I refuse to forgive, will I be able to pray better after making that decision? That's a good way to see if an action or inaction is good or bad. Interesting and true. If after a course of action we find prayer difficult, then we probably have driven the Lord out of our lives, or at least we have diminished our experience of His presence. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to harbor and treasure the presence of Christ within each of us, within our homes and in our community. We need to make time every day to recognize this presence within us. Sometimes when I sneak into the church and I see people come into the Blessed Sacrament, have a quiet time and go back, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I say, this is it. Just to get away from all the noise and all the distraction and just get Jesus back to where He really needs to be and go back and live the gospel and live the faith. Recognizing His presence, it's going to help us a lot. We need to stop and hear the Lord in silence. We cannot allow the many concerns of our lives to hide the only thing that matters, the presence of Jesus. His presence within us, His presence in those we love, and His presence in those who reach out to us. We cannot allow anything to dull His presence. When we make time to be in His presence, we join Mary of Bethany in just enjoying the Lord in our lives. We will find ourselves walking a road less traveled, a road of serenity in the middle of hectic activity. When we choose to nurture the presence of the Lord within us, we, like Mary, will be choosing the better path, the presence of the Lord. It makes a lot of difference when we are conscious that the Lord is with me, and I can't do that. I think today in the field, when the referee saw my scapula, he asked me to put it inside. I said, wow, if I'd done something terrible, this guy would know that he's a Christian, and he's behaving so mean and bad. You see, that consciousness of God's presence. And when Christ is in us, we are able to face the world, we are able to do exploit for God and His kingdom. And so I want to invite Gabriel to help us to remind ourselves of the goodness of Christ's presence as we sing this hymn together. It's page 513. Me alone.
I believe in one God,
the Father,